We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and week six of football is in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week seven. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week seven, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried this DraftKings Sportsbook offer yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, we finally get to do a preview of a football game. Indiana's coming up. At the end of the segment, I'm going to ask for your pick on the game. Just to let you and everybody else, all of our listeners know, according to DraftKings, the line right now is Penn State is favored by 6.5 points, and the over-under has risen in the last 24 hours from 56.5 points to 58.5 points. Not sure what happened there. I guess a lot of people like the over. But, Greg, let's start with this. Earlier in the show, we talked about your three season-defining games, and you had Indiana in this opener as one of those defining season-defining games. How come?
Well, I just think that this is a tricky road trip for Penn State, Jim. And, you know, I think there's obviously no question that there are, like I said earlier, some worst destinations to start. You know, you could be going to Michigan or going to Columbus to start the year. But, I mean, other than going to one of those two places, Jim, you know, I don't know what, you know, there's not too many other openers here. Maybe Iowa would be in this conversation, but they're obviously having a lot of issues out there off the field right now. So I don't know if that would be the case this year, but I just like Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback who's back now for Indiana. I think Tom Allen's an underrated head coach, and they brought in some reinforcements, if you will, on offense this year that, you know, I think are going to make a big change and make a big difference on the sideline during game day. So I just like what they have out there, Jim. I think that they have recruited well of late, and I just think that they're a tough out. Obviously, not having the non-conference buffer is going to make things challenging, and I just think that, you know, again, that this is not the easiest opener Penn State's ever had, that's for sure.
And you expect with all this time that Indiana is going to prepare for this, is there it's huge for them. It's a huge opener for them. I think we're going to see their best shot. Now, Indiana, they are in the Eastern Division of the Big Ten, along with Penn State and Ohio State and Michigan. And it appeared last year that Indiana kind of established themselves as the best of the rest, playing in this very tough division. They won 8 games last year, and they're returning a good number of their starters, including quarterback Michael Penix, correct?
Yep, you nailed it. He's a guy who, again, I really like what I've seen from him during the times that he's played against Penn State and when he's played against some other teams. I mean, I just think that he is tough. He is a tough out. There's no question about it. He's accurate. He's a guy who can make wait for a play to develop and find a guy downfield that comes open. I just think he is a really underrated member of that Indiana football team. And I think he is going to make, make us find out one way or the other, Jim, whether or not, you know, the pass defense that we've talked about is fixed, or whether or not they have to go back to the drawing board on that in just one game. So I think that's something to keep in mind as well, that we spent a lot of time during this offseason talking about the fact that that they will need to improve the pass defense, and it's been bend don't break, and that's fine, and that's all, you know, it is what it is, but it didn't always work out for them. So I think that's something that we'll need to keep a close eye on during this this game, because, you know, again, I just think that if you don't have everything dialed in, he's a guy who can certainly make you he can hurt you in a hurry. There's no question about that.
And he does not lack for confidence, as he did put out some quotes that probably provided some bulletin board material for Penn State.
Yeah, you know, he said, what was it, that I think we're going to shock the world or something along those lines. And I mean, I guess on one hand, is, you know, what do you expect him to say? That we're going to stink and that we're not going to surprise anyone. Obviously he wouldn't say that. So, I mean, I get it from that perspective. But yeah, I mean, I think they are a confident team. And you know what? They should be. I think they have a lot of reasons to be confident. At the same time, I think Penn State has a lot of reasons to be confident too, going on the road here. And again, it's not going to be an easy trip, but I think it's one that they're ready for, and you shouldn't need bulletin board material. I don't disagree with you that I'm sure there was a little extra motivation from those comments, but ultimately, if you need any motivation to get ready for this game, Jim, after all the waiting and all of the things that had to happen for Penn State to get to this point, you know, I don't know what to tell you, because none of these guys should need any extra juice and any extra motivation. They should just be ready for game day, because this is what they've been waiting for. This is what they've been preparing for. This is what they've been testing for every day, and staying away from parties and all the things that we're not supposed to do in terms of coronavirus mitigation. So they've been making those sacrifices to be sure that come 3:30 on October 24, they're ready for kickoff and they're healthy for kickoff. And so maybe Michael Penix Jr.'s comments will provide a little extra juice, but I think they'll bring plenty of it themselves, just because of, again, everything they've had to do to get to this point.
You know, you said almost word for word exactly what your buddy Dustin said earlier this week, which is, gee, what do you expect him to say? How about something along the lines of, gee, we know Penn State's going to be a big test for us. They've got a really good team. We better bring our A game for it. Something like that would have been an alternative. But anyway, I actually like the confidence that he has, and that's what a team on the rise needs. They need that leader, I guess, to say, hey, we can do it. I know we can. So we'll see if that will come true. They also returned running back Stevie Scott. And help me out here, Greg. My memory says he was kind of one of those big, strong backs who gets, you know, 4 or 5 yards a carry and carries tacklers with him. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, I think that they had a couple of guys last year who were able to kind of fall into that category. But yeah, if I'm remembering correctly as well, Stevie Scott was the one who was able to do that. You know, he was a very productive player. There's no question about that. Well, he is a very productive player, I should say. And, you know, again, I think this Indiana team has more pieces than maybe they get credit for. And look, Penn State's a favorite in this game, about a touchdown, rightly so, in my opinion. But, you know, you were talking earlier about being maybe a little bit surprised at the totals going up, Jim. And I think as you go around this offense of Indiana, you can see why, because they're probably going to be capable of putting points up. And I think we all believe Penn State's going to be capable of putting points up. So I think that's why you see that number rising a little bit. I just think that, you know, the odds makers and the people who are betting these games, this particular game early in the week, are, believers in the fact that the new offensive minds out there, combined with the skill sets that they have, is going to lead to some points for Indiana against a Penn State defense that has a lot of talent, but is somewhat untested at a number of spots. So, you know, we'll get to the predictions here in a couple of minutes, but I do think that that's why you see that total on the move, just simply because both teams have the skill sets to score, and both defenses, while good, could also be susceptible to some big plays based on what we saw last year.
One of the changes will be the no fans in the stands type deal. We know in week two versus Ohio State, that would normally be a whiteout game at home. At Indiana, where they're not known for having the vocal crowds, but there's no crowd there. My take, Greg, is that might have a positive effect for Penn State in that Indiana, they might get a lead, they might start well, get momentum, but they're not going to have that crowd behind them when that happens. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. You know, that kind of tide turning rumble, so to speak, roar, is something that is something that obviously you would hear a lot of most years. And I don't know, Jim, if you come across whether or not they are letting family come to Memorial Stadium. I have not read that yet. Obviously, the Big Ten decided early on that it was not going to allow public ticket sales, but each school is allowed to welcome so many family members in per game, and if they want to. And I know Penn State is planning to do that. I assume Indiana is planning to do that, but I guess where I'm going with this is there'll still be some crowd noise, but certainly nothing like we've ever heard before in Bloomington or anywhere else. But, you know, the other thing that was interesting to me, too, is I don't know if you saw the and this is not related to Penn State, Indiana necessarily, but I don't know if you saw the comments that came out of Columbus earlier this week, but Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, basically said that the Big Ten's attendance policy could, quote unquote, evolve as the season does. So I thought that was notable. I really have a hard time believing we'll ever get to a point where public ticket sales are allowed for Big Ten football, but he certainly opened the door for that being a possibility. At any rate, you're right, 100%, Jim, that it's not going to have that same feel to it if the Hoosiers would get a lead and, you know, would be able to use the fans to their advantage in most years. That's just not going to happen this year.
Well, Ohio State, you know, they put pressure on to have a season. I suspect they won't put more pressure on to get fans in the stands till after they play at Penn State. Then they'll put the pressure on for fans in the stands. All right, it's time for your prediction, Greg. Penn State is a 6.5-point favorite. The over-under is 58.5 points, and we need a bold prediction. Go to
it. All right. I'm going to go with the under in this game, but it's close. I like Penn State to win comfortably, but maybe not as comfortably as you might think. 30-20 for the Nittany Lions. They score early and often, and Kirk Soraka and Sean Clifford have a big day. My bold prediction, Jim, is that Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson both will have interceptions on Saturday in Bloomington.
Wow. Went to the defensive side with the interceptions. I like it. That is very bold. You know what? Considering that Dustin predicted 200 yards for Journey Brown, your bold prediction right now is the leader in the clubhouse till we get to the guys later in the week, Ross, Bob, and Andy. All right. That is it for our show. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.